All right, news time. News brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate.
Boy, Jay, this is dangerous. I don't know if you would trust me to do something like this. I definitely wouldn't trust you to do something like this.
Oh, wow.
You probably wouldn't trust me. A good world record here was when two people, one person wearing a blindfold, the other person not.
Okay.
The other person having a sledgehammer.
Oh, boy.
Smashing coconuts arranged around the other person.
Blindfolded? The guy with the sledgehammer has a blindfold on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the guy with the sledgehammer.
I mean, I figured the other guy, he probably wants one too, but I mean.
No. The other guy, not blindfolded, just laying on the ground surrounded by coconuts.
No, come on now.
They set a world record. 69 coconuts.
One in a row. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, we got one and then that's it. Then I need a new friend.
Yeah. But seriously.
Yeah, no, that's just dumb.
The blindfolded person managed to smash 69 coconuts in 1 minute without injuring his teammate. I feel like that's the important part.
Yeah. Yeah, you get to 68 and you injure him. No record.
No record.
Sorry.
No, they topped the previous one of, I think it was like 50 or something. So now they have the title.
I mean, do you have your foot next to the person so you know where to swing? You know what I mean? Like if you just guide yourself, say your left foot's along the body of the human and then you just kind of like go around the circle maybe?
Well, sort of. And from what I'm seeing in this video, the coconuts are surrounding the guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of doing the snow angel pose.
Yep, I get it.
And I don't think you can get close enough to be...
So he's not touching feeling. The guy walking around. He's just like swinging away wildly. That's dumb.
Well, not wildly. He's
wildly.
A trained professional.
Okay.
Like you're a trained professional.
And
he's
you said, I don't think you would trust me. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to think about it. Oh, yeah, I'm watching this. This is insanely dumb.
I feel like these guys have been on America's Got Talent.
Looks like it. Yeah, because there's a crowd watching.
This specific one is an Italian TV show. But I feel like I've seen them before or someone who's
done something.
The
ones by his head are insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Come on now. Get a hobby. You know what? Scrapbook. Go golfing.
Jay, that is a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, don't murder someone with a sledgehammer.
Wow. Well. Okay. Yeah. What a fun day for these guys. What if you have a bad day at practice? Oh, he hit him in the foot. He did hit his foot the one time.
Oh, okay.
See, and then he goes. He goes around his head, and then like you said, snow angel. And then he finishes up as he starts to get tired. And you know, when you get tired and you're swinging a sledgehammer, you're less likely to be accurate. Oh, he hit him in the leg, too.
Yeah. Well, the good news is it looks like there's...
The ones that he said, he hit him in the knee. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
At least it looked like there were four people around standing by, so just in case something happened.
Well, yeah, like, okay, he's bleeding to death. We should stop. I mean, seriously.
It's fine. He's fine.
Yeah.
And they got the record.
Yeah, good for them.
Story number two.
That was weak. Let me try again.
Story number two.
There you go. Ooh.
That felt very,
also,
very strong.
The guy that's doing the swingy, he's also missing a bunch of teeth. I feel like that's less trustworthy.
You sound a little judgy.
Mm-hmm. How'd you know? Well, I knocked my teeth out while swinging the sledgehammer, and I hit myself in the face.
I mean, not necessarily.
Oh, boy.
Could be. Hey, that was good news, though, Jay. Mm-hmm.
Well, for the guy swinging, not for the guy laying there. Also, does he also see people? Who gets the record? The guy swinging or the guy laying there? Or both, I guess.
Yeah, they both do. Although, I think there's only one piece of paper. Maybe they split it in half.
Shared it, yeah.
Yeah. Take a sledgehammer
to
it. Something. I don't know. Police in Massachusetts responded to a report of a trespassing snake inside someone's house, but arrived to find the supposed snake was a fake one. And it was just a house prank.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, two officers, they...
You call 911 for a fake snake? And I mean...
Well, they thought it was a real snake.
How big would it be? How big a snake would it take for you to call 911 that's in your house?
Any size.
Like a little toy like garter snake, you'd be like 911 on that thing.
All right, maybe not.
But if it was, I don't know, do they make fake big snakes?
Well, this one was.
What was the size of it? Do we know?
Does it have a size?
Because, I mean, if it was like a gigantic snake, you're probably not getting close enough to check. Just, I wonder if that's real. Like, if it's a smaller snake, you might go, you know, grab a broom handle and poke that thing. But
boy, I'm not taking a broom to anything.
You don't own a broom to start with.
Well, I mean, that seems
What do you have in your apartment that you'd move a snake with?
That I would move a snake with? Well, I mean, I do have a vacuum cleaner.
So you'd vacuum it up? Or you just, like, take the attachment?
Can you vacuum up a snake?
I mean, you could probably pick it up if you just, like, touched it with it. The suction should be strong enough. That's actually not a terrible idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably call someone.
Yeah, I'm busy. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Hey, you can tip this, or, yep, you know, skip the tip.
Right.
And I had never tipped at a fast food restaurant before.
Right.
And I saw that for the first time, and I go, oh, whoa.
Kevin James.
Out loud, you said it?
Yeah.
That's subtle.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, Steve, what do you have?
Jay, he's the Tiger Woods of Scrabble.
Oh, boy.
I know. It sounds impressive, doesn't it?
It really does.
This guy, he's from New Zealand.
Okay.
And he just took the top spot at the Spanish World Scrabble Championships in Spain.
Okay.
Came out ahead of 145 opponents after winning 22 consecutive matches. The unique part of this whole thing, he doesn't speak the language, doesn't know Spanish.
But he played Scrabble in Spanish.
Correct.
Whoa. How's that work?
See, this guy also...
No, that's... I guess what he did there, but please don't speak Spanish. You said C. You go C. And I was like, yeah, well, okay, but I don't want to have to translate, so go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that. What had happened was... Yeah, that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
I guess he did the same thing in French, where, you know, he doesn't speak or understand
the
language.
That's crazy.
He just memorized thousands of words in the Scrabble dictionary.
Okay.
And then was able to, based on memorizing all that stuff, win all these games.
Crazy.
And
soy la campeona de Scrabble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're the champion of Scrabble. It's fine. You don't have to brag.
He's the Tiger Woods of Scrabble.
Ooh.
He's a renowned speller.
I am the Tiger Woods of Scrabble. Let me try that one. Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods. I mean, that... Yeah, that's what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's
soy el bosque de tigres del Scrabble. Soy el bosque de tigres del Scrabble.
I am the Tiger Woods of Scrabble.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is.
Okay. Thanks for the...
Soy el tigre del Scrabble. Gracias por la historia, Steve.
Oh, you're welcome. Donata.
Yeah. I'm the Tiger Woods of Scrabble. Thanks for the story, Steve.
Yep, I caught that.
Did you? Are you... Did you take Spanish in school?
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
Not well.
What was your Spanish name?
Esteban.
Is that Steve in Spanish?
It is.
Oh, okay. I didn't, because sometimes you can pick. It doesn't have to be your translation. Like, at least that's what they did here for Spanish classes for my sons.
Okay.
I don't know if my daughter did that for her or not, but they could pick their own name.
So it could just be anything.
It could be anything. Yeah, it wouldn't have to be translated to their English name.
Well, then that's not your name.
It is for that class.
I guess.
Like, well, if you didn't have Steve as your name, what name would you choose? Do you like, oh, I've always wanted to have the name. What?
It's a good question.
Thanks.
Maybe Jay.
Okay.
You don't like that?
Soy el tigre del Scrabble. Gracias por la historia, Jay.
No, so now you're thanking
now
yourself?
That sounds like Gloria from Modern Family. at the end of that.
Jay, well, I told you what happened. So I took Spanish in high school, and then I took it in college because I didn't have enough.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have enough credit. So I basically retook some of Spanish.
Really?
Because I figured that'd be easier than trying to.
Sure, yeah. You kind of had a little bit of a leg up, I'd say.
Yeah, which was very helpful because by the time I finished it, because I had to take like 3 semesters, then I was like, okay, I kind of get it. And now I completely have forgotten.
Of course, you don't use it, so yeah.
But the problem was in high school, my first year, my Spanish teacher was about to retire. And I'm not going to say he didn't care, because he might have, but he would just like have us watch movies all the time.
Oh, wow.
And the main problem was...
You had Senior Whitmer. Never mind. Inside joke. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but it sounds funny.
Yeah.
The main problem was we'd watch the movies in English with Spanish subtitles.
Oh, weird. Yeah, that should be the other way around, right?
Yeah. So it was not helpful.
No. Wrong movies.
So I struggled.
Yeah. Sounds like you did. Yeah.
Yeah. In that class and the one after. And so then I stopped figuring I wouldn't.
My
have
daughter
to take
said
it
she chose Dora, as in like Dora the Explorer. Because obviously that was a very popular show.
Oh.
When she was in school.
Sure.
Steve, you know what this says?
Eres un gran semental, Jay.
Say that one more time.
Eres un gran semental, Jay.
Ooh, she's talking too fast for me.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Eres un gran semental, Jay.
You're a big stud, Jay.
Oh, I didn't learn stud. That's not in my vocabulary.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And what is Three Body Problem on Netflix? Do you know that one?
Kevin James.
More than four.
No, less.
Or less than four.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, Steve, math is hard.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
2024.
I forgot to ask you what the category was today.
No, you might have. Oh, no, you didn't. New Year's.
Weird. Huh.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show.
Oh, yeah.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
How's the holiday season been for you so far?
It's been so-so.
It's been so-so? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully it'll get better. Let's look forward to a more positive 2025, shall we?
I think we will.
Yes, I like that. Good attitude. I like that.
Optimism. I like it.
Heck yeah. I mean, what else can you do? Go in with a bad attitude? I just feel like that's not a productive way to do it.
Well, you know, my papa always said that out with the old and in with the new.
It's very true. Yes, mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
You might want to turn your radio down just a smidge so it doesn't throw you off when you play the game here. We're going to have New Year's. Very good. New Year's is the category. I'm going to step aside here for about 60 seconds or so. And then Steve will yell at me and wave his arms around like a crazy person. And then I'll come back and I will challenge you for 7 questions. Pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
All righty, here we go. The movie New Year's Eve stars many celebrities, including this actor who played Troy Bolton in High School Musical. Name him. What is the traditional song sung at midnight on New Year's Eve?
Auld Lang Syne.
What time will it be in New York when we celebrate 2025 in the Pacific time zone?
3 o'clock morning.
What country is famous for its New Year's Eve fireworks display at Sydney Harbor?
Australia.
This Tennessee Orange singer is going to be part of New Year's Rockin' Eve. Name her.
I can't remember what her name is. Pass.
Okay. New Year's Eve Live Nashville's Big Bash is going to air on what network?
CNN or CMT.
CMT? Okay. Are you making a New Year's resolution?
Yes.
All right. Right at the buzzer, too. Okay. Jay, waving my arms.
How'd it go, Nancy?
I got stuck on a couple.
Did you? Well, that's pretty typical, I would say. I feel like that's normal behavior.
That's what people tell me when they see me.
Yeah.
I rack it up to my age, so.
Yeah, sometimes I hear you, because I've done that a lot of times lately, where I've like, my wife like, who is that real quick? And it'll be like a quick picture of somebody on TV or something. And I'm like, I know, and I'll tell you in about a minute and a half when I can remember who it is.
Wait till you get to 74.
Well, God bless you for that. Hold on for 1 second, okay? Let's see how I do. All right, Steve, I'm ready.
Okay. The movie New Year's Eve stars many celebrities, including this actor who played Troy Bolton in High School Musical. Name him.
I just watched that movie. Literally just watched it over the weekend.
Which one? High School Musical?
No, New Year's Eve. Okay. Zac Efron.
Oh, okay. What is the traditional song sung at midnight on New Year's?
Old Ensign.
What time will it be in New York when we celebrate 2025 in the Pacific time zone?
3 a.m.
What country is famous?
Old acquaintance.
What country is famous for its New Year's Eve fireworks display at Sydney Harbor?
I'm going to guess Australia.
This Tennessee Orange singer is going to be
Megan
part of...
Megan Maroney. Okay, don't let me... Well, she sings Tennessee Orange. It's the only thing I need to know.
Okay. New Year's Eve Live, Nashville's Big Bash is going to air on what network?
Oh, wow. I think they have a contract with ABC because they're still doing the CMA Awards show on that. So I'm going to say ABC.
Are you making a New Year's resolution?
Pass.
I guess that's still an answer. You're passing on the New Year's resolution.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my.
All right, let's see how we did, Nancy.
Seems awfully rude.
Well,
Jay.
I'm not going to be pinned down on that.
The movie New Year's Eve stars many celebrities, including this actor who played Troy Bolton in High School Musical.
Have you seen that movie, Nancy?
No, I have not. I don't have a TV right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that might be a good thing. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, there are so many A-list and B-list actors and actresses in that movie. It is crazy, the cast in that. Yeah.
I'll have to get it.
I had not seen it before, and I just watched it, over the holiday break. It's worth it.
That's wild. That movie came out over 10 years ago.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
I'm sure.
I was shocked to see how many people. I mean, I remembered, but then every time somebody popped up, I'm like, oh, wow, that's so-and-so, and that's so-and-so. And then right when you think you've seen them all, you're like, Halle Berry pops in, and you're like, oh, what?
Yeah.
Then Alyssa Milano pops in at the end. You go, wait, what? Weird.
Well, I'm not much of a movie watcher, so.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I said Zac Efron.
Yes, and Nancy passed on that one. It is Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. He looks like a baby in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. What is the traditional song sung at midnight on New Year's?
I'm sure you got this one, Nancy.
Yep, I did.
Right, yes, both of you got it right, actually.
Yeah. I mean, how do you miss?
Yeah. I can never pronounce it correctly, so I'm going to avoid saying it.
Datta boy.
So I'm going to say both of you got
it
right.
Out, leave it out.
What time will it be in New York when we celebrate 2025 in the Pacific time zone?
Did you get 3 a.m. on this one?
She did?
Yes, I did.
Look at us go. Look at us. It's 3-2.
Yeah. Very good. Very nice.
Very nice.
What country is famous for its New Year's Eve fireworks display at Sydney Harbor?
Very nice.
Did you get Australia? I'm assuming that's the right answer, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you get that one?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes, I did.
We got 3 in a row already. That's 4-3.
We're rocking it.
We're rocking.
This Tennessee Orange singer is going to be part of New Year's Rockin' Eve. Name her.
This one was a little harder.
I could not think of her name.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah. I know. I could see her.
You know who Megan Maroney is, and you could see her face, but just couldn't come up with the name. Yeah, that happens.
Yep, Megan Maroney is correct. Well done, Jay, on that one.
5-3. Sorry, Steve.
Oh, no. I was just, I lost place where I was, actually.
Wow.
New Year's Eve Live, Nashville's Big Bash.
Very catchy name, by the way.
Isn't it?
New Year's Eve Live, Nashville's Big Bash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to air on what
network? How about just New Year's Eve Live from Nashville? I don't
know. Well, it's the Big Bash.
The Big Bash, guys.
You know. Jay, obviously it can't be on ABC because...
Was that New Year's Rockin' Eve?
Yeah, that's going on over
I didn't know that.
So you can't have two things going on in the same place.
Yeah.
I guess you could, but
be dumb though.
Yeah, so ABC is incorrect. Nancy said CMT,
ooh,
which is close. CBS.
Oh man. Ah, dang it. One point.
Give it to me.
1 point, Nancy.
There you go. All right.
Minus 1 point for me being dumb. It's tied up.
Are you making a New Year's resolution?
I had to pass. I couldn't be pinned down on that. What'd you say, Nancy?
I said yes.
Said yes? Oh, good. You know what it is yet?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you mind sharing or is it none of my business?
To make my life better than what it was the last 6 months.
I like that. There you go.
Okay.
And whatever that happens to be, sometimes it's just baby steps, whatever it might be. And then just celebrate the victories, even if the house doesn't matter how small they are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Very good. You know what? I'm going to give you a... Go ahead.
Live one day at a time.
Not a girl. That's very good advice, Steve. And to kick off, you know what? To help end 2024, which seems like maybe the last 6 months haven't been fantastic.
It hasn't.
And to kick off 2025, I'm going to give you a $20 gift card from Indaba Coffee Roasters, okay?
I got one.
Oh, well, let's get... Well, I'll let you have... Actually, it's 25. I'll give you the option. I'll let you take it and give this to somebody else, or you could just, if you want to give it to a different caller, I'll let you decide that, however you want to end your year.
I'd rather have a hoodie, but...
I'll gift you a hoodie.
Okay. I would like that.
That part's done. What would you like to do with this gift card, Nancy? You want to give it to another listener?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's pay it forward, okay? I love what you're doing. What number would you like to give it to?
Let's go with, I always have a hard time calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with number 8.
Okay, well, hold on. We'll get some information about a hoodie for you. And then caller 8 gets a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Thanks to your generosity, all right?
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Nancy, have a blessed 2025, okay?
I will. I hear you guys every morning.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you. Hold on for 1 second, dear. How about that?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I pulled out a white dress shirt that I had not worn probably 7 years. Maybe more.
Okay.
And I shared the picture.
It's like 20% of your life, so you know.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
The thing is, it's no longer white. It's kind of more of a beige.
Right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
What do you got for us, Steve? What's the stat today?
Jay, 100% of my white shirts are beige.
Yeah. That's how you know it's time to get rid of them.
I guess so. Happy New Year.
It's like dim lit closet area in your bedroom. You're like, I don't know, it kind of looks white.
Yeah, and then you take it out and it's, ooh.
Oh, man.
According to a new survey, or I don't know how new this is, but we'll say it's new.
It's new to you.
Of U.S. adults, 33% of people will always stay up until midnight on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
25% usually do, 19% sometimes do, 15% rarely do, and 6% never do.
Wow.
Those numbers really that surprising? Maybe.
What was the always? 33?
Yeah, 33%. And 25% usually do. So the 58?
Yeah, I could see that. I think I don't know for sure if we always have. I think we always have.
Okay.
But as soon as I say that, I'm like, I feel like my wife would be like, no, the 1 year we went to bed early, the kids were young, and we're like, no, not doing it. But I would say mostly, even though that wasn't a category. Are you an always stay up or a never, or where do you fall on that?
I would say usually do.
Would there be a specific reason why you wouldn't?
Well, I guess, for example, one time.
Boy, I can't wait to hear this.
I was at a New Year's Eve party,
mm-hmm.
and there was lots of people there.
Okay.
And I don't know what exactly was happening. I was talking to someone, and I was like spending the night at this house.
Whoa.
And
party animal.
Yeah. And someone goes, all right, well, guess we're all going to sleep now. And I guess, I don't know, I just took that literally. And like went
up. But they were joking and you thought they were being serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so I like curled up in a little ball somewhere.
Good job of getting the joke.
And I went to sleep.
Huh.
I woke up later, though, in time for New Year's.
So, did you sleep or more pass out?
It was just a quick cat nap.
Wow, you are a party animal.
I don't know what was happening, what was going through my mind.
So you missed the sarcasm, and then you fell asleep at a party.
Yeah, but I got up.
I'm wondering why you haven't been invited back to some of these parties.
I was invited back.
Uh-huh, sure you were. Let's get Steve over so we can write on his face again before midnight.
No, there was no one did anything.
No hanky-panky there?
Yeah, it was a quick nap. I don't think I was asleep for very long.
And you curled up on a couch or on the floor?
It was next to a window, and I don't know.
Didn't answer the question.
On the floor.
Okay. You slept? I'm going to put that on the poll right now.
J-Man, I don't know. J-Man.
J-Man. Whatever that
is. I was going to say, hey, man.
Hey, man, J-Man. Have you ever fallen asleep?
But I thought, I don't know what I was thinking.
Before midnight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might have been...
on the floor. I forgot that.
Yeah. There might have been adult beverages consumed.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
At this time.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
At a New Year's party. Okay.
Would you like to hear some other stats, though, about New Year's? Or do we not have time?
Maybe a quick one. It's on the poll, by the way. You can follow us on Twitter or X. Have you ever fallen asleep on the floor before midnight at a New Year's party? Pretty specific.
Yeah, we'll get one person at least.
I mean, you hope.
Yeah. Well, I'm participating. Maybe.
Oh, so you want to make sure.
Let me just do that so I can get it up to 100% real quick.
Yeah. Okay, there it is. It's posted now. Oh. Quick, vote.
Oh, hold on. Now I got to refresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 100%. Would you look at that? That's bizarre.